Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now to northern Iraq, which is emerging from a three-year battle against ISIS. A small band of medical workers is in the remote area of Sinjar, treating members of the Yazidi religious minority. The Yazidis suffered massacres, kidnapping, and displacement by ISIS until ISIS was forced out last year. Still, few aid workers have stepped in to help. NPR's Jane Araf went to a small hospital where a different breed of aid worker is trying to fill the gap.
Okay, the first one, please. Oh, at last. Welcome. Tell me.
Dr. Marino Andolina, Italian pediatrician, is seeing his first patient of the morning. The generator is broken, and it's dark in the only hospital in the town of Sinjar, home to thousands of Yazidis. They work by the light of a flashlight. Worse, though, is the cold.
The thing is, you can't undress a baby when it's so cold. So we can't do the ultrasound, and we're having to tell them, please come back next week when hopefully we may have some heating.
That's Sally Becker, who founded the tiny aid organization Road to Peace. This is a remote corner of northern Iraq, and these are unconventional volunteers. In 1993, Becker was an artist living in Spain when she saw a TV report from Bosnia that changed her life.
There was a woman in Sarajevo trying to cross the street with all the snipers and everything, and she turned to the cameras and she said, why is no one helping us? And they went in close up and I saw her face and I felt she was talking to me, you know, and I thought, I'm that someone who's doing nothing. So I decided to try and help.
Becker, who was British, became known as the Angel of Mostar for driving wounded children across the Balkans' front line. She did the same last year in the battle against ISIS in Mosul. And now she's back in a place where major aid organizations are mostly absent.
The bigger organizations, they are much more bureaucratic. They need permissions. They need special authorizations from all kinds of people, whereas we go in and then we apply for the authorization.
Here it's just Becker, an American aid worker providing logistical help, and Andolina. It's a low-budget organization funded by donations, and they all work for free. They pay five local medical staff. Andolina is 72 years old. He's been volunteering in conflict zones for three decades, and he's a bit of a renegade.
I experienced what is medicine in Europe, and mainly in Italy. Corruption, obedience to protocol. Think first to your safety and not the one of the patient. Think to insurance, lawyers, judges, courts. Sad life for a daughter of my age.
Come on.
Okay. Next one.
In the aftermath of war, amid crushing poverty, almost every case is a challenge. 10-year-old Saad has been bleeding from his nose and mouth. Andolina says he has an autoimmune disease.
Could be little. Prone to die if we are not able to find a solution. I tried to send him to another laboratory to check the number of platelets, but it seems that the mother failed. Why she didn't go? Matter of money, the laboratory was not available. Why?
Road to Peace had agreed to pay two ambulance drivers, but the ambulance the Iraqi health ministry has promised has never materialized. The staff dig into their own pockets to pay taxi fare for patients. Andolina does have a couple of high-tech tools. One is a handheld ultrasound machine. In the cold, he does a quick scan of a little girl's kidney.
So one kidney was not perfect, but I had no time since she was freezing.
He orders some blood tests. For particularly complicated cases, Becker has compiled a group of volunteer specialists, reachable online for consultations. She sends them photos by WhatsApp. Someone usually responds within minutes.
This boy is 12 or 13 years old. One of the militants threw a small bomb to him. He thought it was a gift. He caught it, it exploded. He lost one arm. He's just got shrapnel wounds all over him.
Becker hopes to send him abroad for surgery. And in his cold, dark room, Andolina asks for the next patient.
The name of the girl?
And after her, there's still a long, long line of sick children and desperate parents waiting to see a pediatrician desperate to make a difference. Jane Araf, NPR News, Sinjar, Northern Iraq.